And we want to say congratulations to the Gravitas, who is now Big Fatty's number one fan for 2013.
That was rigged.
Mr. Glitterbuns himself.
What'd you call him? Glitterbugs?
Glitterbuns.
Glitterbuns.
Yeah. Why are you saying it's rigged?
Because I want to win.
That's a really good reason.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I want to win.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1560 of the BFO right the 17th of January 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to announce the winner of the coupon contest.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, intras. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you have our right. Is going well, y'all. Can you believe we're already at the third Friday of the month, y'all? Shalom alakay, Big Friday, and y'all. Usually the third Friday of the month is the horror club's ball night out at the Dudley Do-Rights. But y'all, we have moved it. We are moving it to Saturday night because y'all, some of the folks from the Myrtle Beach Horror Club, y'all, they are coming down on Saturday. You know, it is a holiday weekend here in the U.S. of A., and I don't know if they're going to stay Saturday and Sunday night, but they're definitely staying Saturday night. So, y'all, we just decided to move the ball night to Saturday night and go out and enjoy their company. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. When are you going to do the coupon? I'll get to the coupon in a little bit. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, speaking of the coupon, y'all, by the way, I have gotten an assload of voice letters in the last day. So, y'all, if we've got time, we might catch up on some of those. But, y'all, I'll just give you a little background on the coupon before we make the big announcement. Big Fatty, why don't you just go ahead and make the announcement? Well, because, you know, I'm not going to do that. No, Big Fatty, keep on wanting more. Y'all, we got, and I'm just opening it, opening up the spreadsheet. That sounds vulgar. Y'all, we got 25 entries in the coupon contest. And y'all, I can tell you that the guesses range from $1. That's a good Price is Right bid. You know, oh, everybody went over. I'm going to just bid $1. All the way up to $4,680. And y'all, I have got the 3 years amounts sitting right here, and I'm going to hit the total button in a few minutes, and we'll find out who won the coupon. Big Fatty, that is just going to be lovely. Are you going to have some kind of celebration with cake? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I don't know if he's still out there listening to the BFO or not, because, you know, once you find your man, you know, oh, my attentions have turned elsewhere. But y'all, I don't know, but y'all, it is on Saturday the 18th, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he is one of the Hamasol creators, y'all. It is that David out there in Denver, the Mile High City. Y'all, he is out there, and, you know, you heard Brian in Denver, who had a celebration of exiting the birth canal on last Sunday, he called in and told us that David's got himself a Mr. Man out there now. Yes, Big Fatty. And so you just never know. It's okay. It's okay if you can't listen to everything all the time. Somebody once said every show's exactly the same. Big Fatty, you can say that again, y'all. Someone once said Big Fatty. David, I hope you have a wonderful day. Big Fatty, I'm worried about David. Why is that, Poodle? Well, Big Fatty on a cake, there's a candle, and I'm afraid that he might think it's something else when he blows. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, the time has come. Y'all, it is time. It is time for us to start looking for the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. Y'all, it is an honor. It is an honor that is available to everybody except for the current reigning number one fan. And that, of course, you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, it is the Gravitas. So everybody is eligible to become the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. And y'all, it's very simple to do. But now, y'all, I'm gonna kind of be a stickler on this one. Okay. I need to have you, if you are interested in being the number one fan of the BFO for 2014, y'all, you need to send Big Fatty an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com, and no voice letters, no twitties, just an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com, and in 25 words or less, and y'all, it doesn't have to make a damn bit of sense. I'm going to read them, okay? So just realize that I'll read them on the little show. But y'all, 25 words or less, just tell Big Fatty and everybody else, as far as that goes, yes, Big Fatty, tell the squeaky kitty too, why you want to be the number one fan, or why you should be the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. Now, y'all, it is available to former number one fans. Bill in St. Louis, and Moose P, and Joe in Dallas, and of course Gavin, just not the Gravitas. You can't supersede yourself, and y'all, the deadline for getting your entry in is Friday the 31st of January, so you got 2 weeks, and y'all, then we will pick the number one fan of the BFO during halftime of the big game on Sunday, the 2th of February. Gussie, y'all back over here at Spotting Big Fatty. Last time we over here, that Mike in Squamish, B.C. spotted Big Fatty at the Tiara Hara. Yes, Big Fatty, you're like a linebacker. Y'all, Mr. Tim Kumal, he spotted Big Fatty. It says, Big Fatty shows excitement upon opening his crema presents from the hats. And y'all, Big Fatty got a toilet seat. Big Fatty, boy, you could use that. And then Mr. Tim Kumal also, Big Fatty realizes while looking in the mirror that maybe he shouldn't have eaten all of the crema cabs. Well, you just look at that picture. I could be the mayor of Walnut Hills. Big Fatty, you're gonna get in trouble. And y'all, our final spot in Big Fatty is from Skeeta. Y'all, we hadn't heard from Skeeta since the earthquake down there. And y'all, he says a jealous Ms. Porter just couldn't be outdone by the fat one. And y'all, it's Big Fatty and some smoked pour up.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat. I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Bacon.
Hey, attention everyone. This is Kathy Bacon speaking to you.
Anyway,
I just gotta say, are you all paying attention?
No.
Now, listen closely. A vote for Bacon is a vote for TJ. Vote TJ on Squaresville, Upolis Town. Do it and do it now. And tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies, tell your nemesis, tell your secret lovers, tell your grandmas, tell your dead grandmas to call to It's All About Me and vote
Bacon
for TJ. Bacon. Team Bacon, TJ. Everything's better with Bacon. And especially if you have a zombie girl to protect your bacon. Protect your bacon with Zombie Girl and vote for TJ.
Yeah, I guess he yelled that, of course, is Miss Bacon. Big Fatty, what was she talking about? Well, I'll tell you, Poodle, there's some sort of election going on over at the It's All About Jeremy little show. Y'all, that's more confusing. That is the most damn confusing thing. Y'all, all you gotta do with Big Fatty's contest is Anna. I mean, you know, send me the amount of the coupon or tell me in 25 words or less why you want to be the number one fan. Y'all, the mayoral race over there, y'all, it's bacon slinging. Big Fatty!
Hello? Hello? Hello, Big Fatty and Poodle Magnudo.
Hi!
First of all, Happy New Year. Hi. Or New Year.
And to you too.
I have difficulties.
Me too.
Speaking because I just ate some chocolate.
Ooh.
I have chocolate fever. Haven't been eating chocolate for a long time. So
chocolate fever sounds good.
I'm stuffing myself with chocolate.
Lovely.
And second of all, I have a question for X Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our X Big Fatty question today comes to us from the crazy Mexican over there in Bulgaria, Mexico. Big Fatty, that's not where he's from. Y'all, it's at Hat M.
And my question is, since I just got my flu shot at the doctors, I was wondering if you got yours. Obviously, if I was listening, I should know. If you got yours on your arm, or do you get it in the butt? I got mine on my arm, and even if the nurse proposed it, she was not that good looking, so I wouldn't have opted for the one in the butt. It didn't hurt, but does Pudding McNoodle get a flu shot too? And did she get it in the box as well, or on in the arm? Well, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, thank you for calling. Y'all, that, of course, is the crazy Mexican that had him. And had him, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear you. And had him, Big Fatty just had a little show earlier this week about flu shots. And But Big Fatty got his flu shot in the arm. And you'll have to ask Poodle, did you get yours in the arm? Oh, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I'm just like Miss Kim Beaver. And Miss Kim Beaver and I, we always get it in the butt. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, speaking of Hat M, y'all, evidently, you know, we had that call-in drive right there before Crema, and y'all, Hat M won the contest. Y'all, I thought Miss Bacon had called in and made an announcement of who had won that, but y'all, I couldn't find the call. But congratulations to Hat M. He won the Flu-Lu-Lus for that, and that's just lovely. And y'all, that speaking of that Hat M, he was recently on the Little Aussie Battler show, and y'all, it was just a lovely interview with him and with Miss to Zed and the Little Aussie Battler's little friend Simon, and evidently Simon got some Hungarian sausage. Big baby, that's vodka. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the time has come, y'all. Now, I don't know who the winner is yet. I am about to put in the formula to find out who the winner is, and y'all, I can tell you right now that the winning amount for the total was $2,208.62. So now I'm going to go over here in the list, and we're going to see who was the one that came the closest. Y'all, it is someone from Mexico. Big, very lovely, y'all. It is Brian out there in the Japan, Mexico. Y'all, he guessed $1,962.90. And y'all, congratulations, Brian. And Brian, it may be a while before you get your cash prize from Miss Bacon, because you know she had to pay some bills. Y'all, by the way, Miss Bacon got her entry in late. Poor Big Ready, poor Miss Bacon. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I've just gotten, you're not going to believe this, as I'm recording this, I've just gotten a post over there at the BFO from Hat M. Y'all, he called yesterday or the day before or whatever, and y'all, he's been behind on listening to little shows, and he just posted, how appropriate that I called you yesterday evening. I just heard now that you had a flu shot dream. So y'all, he hadn't even heard the little show about the flu shot dream, and he called to ask Big Fatty about that. And yes, I did get the call, Hat M. Yes, Big Fatty, you got it in the butt. He says, it must be telepathic, or I'm on your mind and in your dreams. Did the doctor get a flu shot too? Because it seems that since you had the flu and honked with him, not sure he didn't get sick and had to get sex and a flu. Y'all, I don't know whether y'all, he's written it in Mexico. I don't understand that. Now, Hat M, it is interesting that I got the flu shot there at the Vons East, and got the flu and had the sex. Yes, Big Fatty, we know. You've told us all about it. Please move forward. did Mr. Zed get a flu shot also? And was there any kind of a Hungarian sausage honking? Ready, please. Anyway, so hopefully the crazy Mexicans were honking some bo. Ready, y'all. I hope y'all. It's just a train wreck. It's just a train. Y'all, I hope you have a great weekend. Y'all, none of this shit makes any sense. And y'all, I love every one of you that you keep coming back, because none of this shit makes any sense. It makes no sense, and it makes no sense that you keep coming back. But y'all, I hope you keep coming back, and y'all, I hope you want to be the number one fan. And you know, I hope everybody just says,
I want to win.
Oh, we all want to win. Win what?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.